Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I want to take you to Winfield, Alabama today, and I want to talk to Hilda Smith, as well as Cassie Hamlet. Many of you have heard about Celia Grace and her situation right now, that she needs gene replacement therapy all the way over in Italy. And we're trying to help through The Mark Wyatt Show, Icy Gator, Cajun Connection. Lisa Tilley has been trying to help as well. And we want to welcome to the show right now Hilda Smith and Cassie Hamlet. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, both of you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Glad to have you. Hilda, we'll start with you. We have a fundraiser coming up on September the 19th, and it's an interesting type of fundraiser because it's not a car show. I've had to remember that it's a car cruise, but it is an interesting concept, and it should be a beautiful ride. Share with listeners about that.
Thank you, Mark. I'd be happy to. The idea came when I trying to figure out what we could do, you know, to raise quite a bit of money. And I thought about a car show. I've never even been to a car show. I mean, really. So anyway, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just playing it by ear and doing the best I can. But we decided, since everyone has been cooped up and we still have to social distance, to do a cruise. So we will do a 77-mile cruise around the county. Registration is at the Hampton Inn, the morning of the 19th, begin at 7 a.m. We will leave there approximately 9 o'clock. We will go from Winfield to Gwin. From Gwin, we'll go to Gwin. Gwin to Hamilton. Hamilton to Hackleburg. Bear Creek, Haleville, Brea, then back to Winfield. So as you can see, we're going to just make a circle. I thought if we had 100 cars, that would be amazing. But the way it's looking, there are going to be several hundred. And I'm just, you know, I'm so thankful for people stepping up and helping with this event. When Cassie contacted me a few months ago, and I told her, when she was telling me about Sia Grace, I said, well, when you get back from Atlanta, we're going to do some fundraising. She said, no, we can't do that. Well, I'm not one to listen to people. I do what I think I need to do. Right, Cassie?
That's right.
Anyway, is not just me, it's everyone in this community that has come together. We've had motorcycle rides, we've had Icy Gator, you were there, you know how they sponsored all day and all the proceeds went to the Hamlet family. We have our cruise, and we have another car show in October, something every weekend, just about every weekend. And I know Cassie will tell you it gets tiring for the baby, but she loves it. Sia Grace is your typical three-year-old. She's sassy, she's opinionated, but you don't mess with her lunchbox. All of her worldly possessions are in that lunchbox.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to be in trouble. She'll look at you and she'll say, don't do that. Even to eat, she doesn't let it go. But a little bit about the car cruise. As I said, I'm as green as a gourd on this, but people have stepped up. My boss, Chad Clark, he's been amazing. Phil Seagrace has helped me. But it's everyone else that has stepped up and called and said, I want to be in this cruise. We've been cooped up all summer long because I couldn't do anything. We need to get our cars out and show them. So, you know, people that's got these older cars, they're so proud of them, and rightfully so. So they're wanting to get them out, ride them, and show them off. We're going to have several really nice door prizes. We're going to have a 50-50 pot. We have $500 cash prize. We have $400 grilling accessory kit. We have ice chest. We have so much that people have donated, and they're still coming in. And I'm overwhelmed with the generosity of this community. We knew from White Span how good this community was, but I think it reiterates every day how much people love and care about Cassie and Gary and the baby. And we've got to get this done. We need your help. And one thing about Cassie and Gary, they're working people. They don't expect anything from anyone. They're not someone that's standing there with their hands open asking you to give to them. Cassie and Gary both appreciate everything that's done, and I know they will pay it forward, but we've got to get busy. We've got to get the money raised. She's got to go to Italy for 4 months. Cassie will be off work with her, and it's not cheap. It is not cheap. So, you know, I'm trying to do my part along with my coworkers to help as much as I can. I hope it makes a difference. I really do, Mark. We're going to have food vendors at the hotel. We will have breakfast and lunch served. We will have Steel City Pops, which I'm very proud to say that they've never been in this area before. So I'm very fortunate to have talked them into coming. All three vendors will be given a portion of what they take in to the Hamlet family. Arivac's going to be there. They're going to be giving a portion of what they do in registrations back to the family. So it's humbling. It really is to know that our community cares this much. And they do. They really do. And I'm just proud that I'm allowed to be a part of this. Gary and Cassie, I don't remember a time that they were not in my life. We're not best friends, but we're close enough that if I wanted something, I needed to talk to anyone, I could pick up my phone at any time and call Gary or Cassie, and I know that.
Yes, ma'am.
And that means a lot. But that baby, once you meet her, she pulls at your heartstrings, and we got to do something. I need people to pass this word along. Anyone that can come to the car cruise, be glad to give my number. It's 205-275-4432. If you have any questions, call me. We did not do any pre-registrations because, like I said, this is all new to me and I'm learning. If this is a success, we plan to do it yearly for a different cause each year. And I know that God's going to bless this, and we're going to do well with it.
Hilda, one thing I would say, and Cassie would probably agree, and Gary as well, you're making quickly best friends with that family for your effort and what you're doing and showing your love and compassion for Celia Grace. Wouldn't you agree, Cassie?
Yes, definitely.
They're just, you know, they're just the type of people that you love and you want to help, and we don't know, tomorrow it may be us needing help, and I know Cassie and Gary would step up to the plate to help me if I needed help.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, sure. We didn't know that Gary and Cassie were going to need help last year when I met with Gary at the Icy Gator just to talk about giving away free snow cones, if you will, to children that they might come across during a call. And me being a former police officer, I have a lot of respect for those in law enforcement who are doing a great job out there in our communities. And in our area, we're still very supportive of our law enforcement. I know that Gary's also a paramedic, so he's a big help to the community. And then Cassie working at Citizens Bank in town, people know the family, they know them both. And anytime you have a child that needs help like this, there are communities who are really strong together. You heard Hilda say it. This is not something she's done before. She took a step. I want you as a listener to think about opportunities that you've thought about, doors that you wanted to open. You just have to do it. If you take that step, some good things are going to happen. As you can see, Hilda has made connections, and she's used her network to help pull this together. And so I hope that people will check out this particular effort, this cruise, this classic car cruise, which is going to stretch across 77 miles. I believe it's a beautiful ride, as we've talked about, Hilda. I appreciate the fact that you have organized this. I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's put Cassie into the conversation. You've heard her in the background a little bit. I want her to share Celia Grace's story with you for you to understand what you are donating to and what you are being a part of. It is a special effort, and Celia Grace is a special little girl. And I hope you'll stick with us as you are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city. Works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and you are listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I've had Hilda Smith on the line. I also have Cassie Hamlet on the line as well. We've talked about the Cruisin' Classics for Celia Grace, and we've talked about that particular event taking place on September the 19th, but I want you to know the reason why. I want you to know the reason why you need to be a part of this effort for this little girl, Celia Grace. And so we have her mom, Cassie, on the line with us right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Hilda and Cassie.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Cassie, let's share about your little girl and let's share about this situation, because it's not something that you expect, but a doctor says this is what's going on. And it's really a mixed up puzzle when you first hear that, because you don't know where to put the pieces to move forward.
Yes. Well, Celia Grace is, like Hilda said, she is your typical 3-year-old little girl. We found out this year she was actually diagnosed on March the 16th with a rare genetic disease called MLD, metachromatic leukodystrophy. We had to have genetic testing done to confirm it. February 17th, she had her gallbladder removed. She had had some stomach issues, and one Sunday morning we woke up and she was screaming with pain. We took her to the local ER and we were transferred to Children's in Birmingham. The next day they removed her gallbladder. Of course, it's very rare. She was 2 at the time. It was very rare for a 2-year-old to have gallbladder trouble, but it does happen. They told us that. So they said they were going to send it off to pathology to, you know, just to check to make sure everything. The surgeon said it didn't look like it was cancer or anything like that. So they said about 3 or 4 days we should have the results back. Well, a week came and we'd not heard anything. So me and Gary decided we better call and just to make sure everything's okay. So he calls. And they tell us that we need to come to the doctor's office, which was scary, you know, because on a Friday, they're telling us to come to a doctor's office to talk to us and be sure to bring her with us. So we get there, and they said the pathologist said that she had a tumor in her gallbladder and that inside the gallbladder was neoplasm, inside that tumor, and a lot of times that is linked to this disease. So they suggested that we have genetic testing done. So they moved very quickly. The next week, we had an appointment with the genetic doctor. We met with her. She talked to us, kind of told us how what it was about. And she said, I don't think this child has it, but we're going to
We're going to do the blood test to make sure. She said it could take 6 to 8 weeks to find out the results. Well, it didn't take that long. It came back quicker than expected. We got the call that she had tested positive for the disease and that she wanted to see us the very next day. So we went the next day, and, of course, we were devastated because what little we had read was not good, that they wouldn't live to be an old age. You know, what the earliest age, the infantile stage, says that they won't live to be 5. And so she had just turned 3. We're very, very afraid that she had that. So then, you know, kind of talked about our options and stuff. And they first mentioned Italy. And I said, there's no way that we can do that. There's just no way. We can't afford nothing like that. I said, we'll have to think of something else. You know, there's got to be something else. You know, after we did that, we went to Atlanta and we met with those doctors, and they said that they were really pushing for Italy as well. And after we kind of talked to them more, that's when we learned that it would be the best thing for her. So she said that she's going to be in the special category. It's called the compassionate care. Of course, the medicine is usually paid for, but the rest of it we'll have to pay out of pocket. Living there, or, you know, travel and all that. If she were 7, then it would the trial would cover everything, but it's not going to. So the medicine will be covered, and the rest we'll have to pay. So I really appreciate everything that everybody's done for us. I can never thank everybody enough. I said I get real emotional sometimes talking about it. I'm trying to stay strong, but we are so blessed. We went to the doctor, the neurologist, yesterday, and we signed our first papers on our trip. Italy had actually emailed our neurologist the day before our appointment and requesting medical records already. So that's a God thing. I mean, he's just blessing us, and he is lining it up perfect for us. So you can't tell me that it's not going to work out for us, because I truly believe that he's going to let all this work, and she's going to be healed and do so much better.
How much has been raised so far? Do you know, Cassie?
$65,000. We have been extremely blessed. I mean, in a 2-month span, or a little over 2-month span, that is how much has been raised. Every dime that has been sent has been deposited. We don't even have access to it. It is a fund for us. So that way, while we're gone, I have people on there to take care of it for us. They'll give me what I need as I need it.
You can't put a price tag on a life when it comes to a child. There's no amount that you wouldn't try to get. And I'm thankful that you and Gary decided to accept the help that was offered, and I believe you probably are too now.
It was very hard for me. I've always been blessed with good friends and always appreciative of anything that anybody does for me. But I've even my good friends, Greg and Christy Spann, they told me, they said, you've got to swallow that pride and take this help because you need it.
Yes.
You can't make it without it. And that is so true, because we have a big family. We're not wealthy or nothing. So, you know, we wouldn't be able to go without the help. There's no way that we could go without it. So I'm so thankful. So, so thankful. And it's just all, I'm overwhelmed. You know, I'm just overwhelmed at all the support and help that we've got and are still receiving. So I'm just thankful.
Well, I certainly know, because I was a police officer in small towns, that you couldn't have that kind of money to be able to do that with your daughter.
Yes.
It would be very hard. And you working as a bank teller, I've also looked at jobs like that in the past. And it doesn't matter if you do Dave Ramsey. That $1,000 you put aside as an emergency fund won't even touch it, unfortunately.
Yes.
But you have to start selling things. I've seen people do that where they start selling property, anything that they've got of value just to try to get the money to make it happen. And I'm so thankful that you all didn't have to do that, that you're able to keep the things that you have, not have that pressure of what are we going to do? How are we going to be able to handle this? And people like Hilda Smith who've dove into this effort and still helping, and we've got a few more efforts that are coming to try to help your family.
Yes. And I said, I'm so thankful for Hilda. I've always considered Hilda a friend. I said her son is a good friend. He's also our pharmacist. But yes, Hilda's always, I've always considered Hilda a good friend and a very strong woman, because she has been through a lot herself. So I'm thankful for her and everything that she's doing to help our family. And we love her very much. And we love everyone for keeping us in your prayers. And anything that you have done for our family, whether it be anything, if you think it's not big, well, it's big to us.
Hilda, I want you to jump back in, please, and let's talk about how people can connect with Celia Grace and the many efforts that you're involved in. I know there's some social media pages, and I want to make sure, again, that people have all the information in front of them so that any way they turn, they can connect with this effort.
Thank you, Mark. We are doing a classic car cruise September the 19th. It's for cars made 1989 and before. We started out, I've never even been to a car show. I don't know what I'm doing, but God has blessed this. I get numerous calls each day. People want to bring cars to put in, and I'm just like, I can't believe it. But anyway, we will be doing a 77-mile cruise around the county. Registration will be at 7 a.m. at the Hampton Inn. We will leave there at 9 a.m., and we will go through Gwin, then Gwin, Hamilton, Hackleburg, Bear Creek, Haleville, Brigham, and back to Winfield. We will have police escorts in each town meet us and block off intersections for us. We're asking people to line the streets. We'll be giving out the times. We'll be there, but line the streets and wave at these people. Encourage them to do it again, because if we do well this time, we plan to make it a yearly event for a different cause each year. And we don't know, Mark, it may be you needing it. It may be me. And so let's get behind these people and encourage them to come back. But with this coronavirus thing, everyone has been cooped up in their house. Well, with the cruise, you don't have to get out of your car if you don't want to. So you're still going to be safe. Right now, we're expecting 300 or 400 cars if everything goes as well. And I can't imagine 400 cars lined up. I have no idea how far that will be. I mean, that's a lot of cars.
It is. It is.
Yes, it is.
That's why people need to be there to see it.
Right. Yes. So you can just stand on your sidewalk on the side of the road. We'll be coming by. And we'll also have a fish aquarium that people can put money in. And that way they can see how much we've collected if we have the aquarium. We'll be making stops along the way. But anyone that wants to drop a dollar, a quarter, whatever, in, it's all appreciated.
Yes.
I mean, I got a check for $10. I've had somebody hand me a $2, and I've had $1,000. Anything anyone can do is so appreciated.
Yes.
I'm asking everyone to please go on our Facebook page, Cruising Classics for Celia Grace. Like it and share it with your contacts, your friends. Encourage everyone to come. There's a $25 entry fee. We have vendors there. We'll be doing breakfast and lunch. Steel City Pops will be there. The Mark White Show will be there, the local radio station. I'm just speechless. I mean, this was just a thought to get a few cars together, you know, and let's try to make a little bit of money. And Mark, I don't even know what to say anymore. I've cried all day, because every time I get a phone call, I'm going to bring my car. Me and my buddies coming. We're going to bring four cars. And I'm like, okay. Come on.
All I know to say is congratulations.
Yes.
Well, it's not me. I mean, there's a higher power that's doing this. If it was me, we'd probably have a golf cart on a dirt track. That would be
I'd still show up, Hilda.
Yes. It's going to be amazing, I do believe. And we have some fantastic door prizes. We have a $500 cash prize. We have a $400 grilling accessory kit. We have coolers. We have emergency roadside equipment. We have car wash equipment. We're going to set up one of Tiffin's motorhomes for people to look at and, you know, go inside it, see what we make here in Winfield. And everyone's just, I couldn't ask to live in a better community than one I live in.
Well, amen to that.
I'm thankful for all the people who've supported these efforts. And Hilda, if you will, give the phone number out again, as well as the other two Facebook pages.
Okay. My phone number is 205-275-4432, and that's my cell phone. You can reach me. If I don't answer, I'll call you back. Anyone can call me and get information on it. We did not do any pre-registering because didn't think about it. I didn't know I needed to. But if we do this next year, we will definitely have a pre-registration. And Mark, I want to say how much I appreciate you for all that you do. I've heard so much about you, and when I finally got to meet you, I'm just very impressed. I mean, you do so much for so many.
Yes.
And we just want to follow in your footsteps and do what we can do, because like I said, these people, they're not ones to stand with their hands out, but they need our help right now, and we've got to help this baby. We've got to.
And we're in it together. That's the main thing. We're all in it together, and we found a purpose in Celia Grace, and we want to help Gary and Cassie. I really appreciate the fact that we could get on together and have this conversation as a group and share Celia Grace's story so that listeners understand who they are supporting. Hilda, you as well, that you could share about the effort coming up on September 19th with the Classic Car Cruise. It's going to be an amazing event. I can't wait to see the drone picture, if anybody brings a drone.
They are. Yeah. We've got one already set up, but let me give you these pages that people can go and like and share. I'm doing a Facebook auction, which I've never seen this done before, and I thought, well, we'd make a couple of $100. We're just shy of $5,000. Yes. So to me, that's amazing. That shows what people have donated, and we have auctioned it off. Still have many items to auction off, and that's on See Your Grace Hamlet Auction on Facebook. Our cruising page is Cruising Classics for See Your Grace, and that's the one for September the 19th. And there's just, it just keeps going. I just get speechless, Mark.
You can also go on Facebook, fundraising for Gary and Cassie Hamlet announcement.
Hilda and Cassie, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing about the effort that is coming up on September 19th, as well as how people can connect for this special effort for Celia Grace. I'm looking forward to coming down and being a part of this effort on September the 19th in Winfield, Alabama. And of course, Hilda will put you up in the Hampton Inn. You just need to call the Hampton Inn to reserve a room if you want to stay overnight on the 18th and be ready for the 19th and maybe even stay over for Sunday. I would encourage you to do that. Contact the Hampton Inn to get a room there in Winfield, Alabama. Thank you both, Hilda and Cassie, for joining me here today.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for having us, Mark. Thank you, and I want to thank everyone for everything.
Folks, we've been talking to Hilda Smith and Cassie Hamlet. We want to encourage you once again to find out more information about this effort on September 19th and be a part of this special effort for Celia Grace. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.